Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, not a happy story this morning. We're looking at a case of a West Glenville farmer who's been charged with animal neglect. Take it from there.
Yeah, there was a big crowd last night at Glenville Town Court to support Joshua Rockwood, who is in Town Court answering to charges that he abused animals again on his West Glenville Road farm that's in Schenectady County. They held signs that said things like, "Don't tread on me," and "Support family farms." Glenville police took two horses and a pony from Rockwood's farm, which is called Westwind Acres, on March 14th after inspecting it and observing what they said was animal neglect. All three animals, which police say showed signs of illness and injury, are staying at Peaceful Acres Horses in Rotterdam Junction. Farmers across the region have spoken out against these allegations, which include charges that Rockwood kept the two horses and pony, 30 cows and 10 pigs in a fenced-in area with a natural spring that had frozen because of the winter and had feces in it. He was also accused of not feeding many of the animals and keeping them in an unheated barn. Farmers we talked to since then said, you know, barns are by nature in the Northeast unheated. Rockwood's attorney, Andrew Safranco, said the animals are fed and given water regularly and that they had passed hydration tests, and two independent vets had been to the farm and had declared them all well. A GoFundMe website has been started by Rockwood, and it's called Westwind Acres Legal Defense Fund. As of last night, it had raised $28,000. So it's a strong outpouring of support for the farmer. Whether or not the animals were actually abused is a real question. What actually happened in court last night? Not much. Rockwood received a revised version of the 13 misdemeanor charges against him, and he'll be back in court at a later date.
Interesting case. I know we'll follow up. We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can always go to dailygazette.com to read more or just pick up a copy of the paper. Judy certainly won't mind. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.